Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The World Show with Nikki B.
But right now, I'm very excited to have an old friend join us. Welcome back to the World Show, Vusi Makhlasela. Welcome back, Vusi.
Yes, how are you, Nikki?
Yes, good, yes. Thank you. Good, thank you for joining me. Good evening. And as I said, my old friend, I'm going to mention it again. I'm going to boast that I met this man in the mountains long before I knew I would be working with music. He was playing at Rustler's Valley. There was a lot of rock music at the festival. I just went to have fun. I wasn't involved in DJing or music. And the rock music is not my style, and I kept trying to walk up the mountain to get away from it. And then I heard this angel, and I went back down the mountain to follow the voice of Vusi Makhlasela, and that's how we met. Wow. It must be about 30 years ago, Vusi.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I sang a song, I wish it could rain now, and it rained.
That's right.
That you shouldn't have sang that song.
But I think we were all dancing in the rain anyway. Yes, it's been quite a long and rich journey, Vusi. And you know, talking about your new album, which is what the feature is today, we have to go back to the beginning in order to talk about this album, because I think this was where it all started. The album, of course, being Shabeen Queen. So tell us about where your musical journey began.
Well, it all started when I was very young, of course, at home, where my grandmother had a Shabeen. And she was a Shabeen queen then. There was a lot of music played from vinyls, a lot of typical South African music, Mbatanga, Kwela, Marabi, Mkashiwo, and Mbube. And, you know, as a Shabeen queen, there was quite a lot that my grandmother did because she participated in sort of like really contributing to the township economy.
Yes.
And that was a place of networking as well.
Yes.
People referred as coming to the Shabeen to the Skodipola, which means a place of chill.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. But it all started that, you know, when my grandmother was first removed from Eastwood and Pretoria, where she stayed with my grandfather and their grandchildren, my mother, my uncle, and my aunt. My grandfather, alias Shabalala Makhlasela, bought a stand there in Eastwood. They were coming from the Free State after they got married, you know, and they stayed there. My grandfather was working at the Pretoria United Dairies. And it so happened that, you know, during the time of apartheid in 1961, she was coming back from work early, from work late, because she was working a bit late overtime. And as a black person, you had to carry a permit.
Yes, a pass.
Because there was patrols around that time. If they found you without a permit, and then you were in for it. So my grandfather was coming back from work at the Pretoria United Dairies, and then he met with this a lot of these white guys with motorbikes. They were called the DuckTales.
Yes.
With a permit in his hand, they beat him to death.
Sure.
Yeah, there was no justice till today.
Sure.
Yes, and then at that time, when you are a woman and then you don't have a woman, have a man who's fending for you, so they first removed my grandmother from Eastwood to Vlakfontein.
Yes.
Which is now Mamelodi.
Yes.
And then she had no means of, you know, supporting the children. My mother, my aunt, she had a skill that she got from my great-great-grandmother selling African beer.
Yes.
And then she started selling the umkombo tea to the men who were working at the municipality there here in Mamelodi during the time when the four-roomed houses were still being built in Mamelodi.
Yes.
And these men were working at the roofing, the former house with asbestos roofing.
Yes.
And then some of them also were collecting bucket, you know, because the system of the toilet, they were using the bucket system at the time.
Yes.
So all those men who were working at the roofing asbestos and then the bucket collecting system and then as well, they will come every Friday to come and buy, you know, the Mkombo tea.
Yes.
And then she started selling other alcohol as well, palpele, you know.
Yes.
Black Label and then other stuff and iron. Yes. And she got quite a lot of problems from the municipality, the police. Raiding the Shebeen.
Yes, it was illegal.
Because he had no permit.
Yes.
It was illegal at the time. About 5, 6, 7 times he was arrested. Mm. But at one time, the magistrate was like, no, man, why I keep seeing this woman here? I hope this time it is not for the same charge.
Yes.
And then he asked the policeman who arrested my grandmother. And the policeman said, my lord, yes, it is for the same charge. Illegal selling of alcohol. And then the magistrate was very much inquisitive, wanting to know, and said, woman, tell me your story. Why are you here again? My grandmother tell the story about why she came
to have the Shebeen. Yes.
When they were first removed after my grade, I was like, okay, I don't want to schedule you, and you, the police, I don't want you to harass this woman again. Please leave her alone to sell so that she can be able to support the kids. And that's how the magistrate rubber stamped the Shebeen.
Okay.
You know, and then the Shebeen Queen was officially done.
Yes.
And my grandmother was the first Shebeen Queen in Mamelodi.
Okay, wow. Amazing. And now, Vusi, you grew up with your grandmother, so you were basically living this experience.
Yes, very much so. In an African context, when you talk about the queen, let's take the word Shebeen aside the bit, but a queen, Indlovukazi, Khosikazi. So it's not like a queen like in England and whatever, but a queen is respected. Yes. So she was that kind of a queen who will take care of the sane and the insane.
Yes.
Taking care of everybody.
Yes.
With quite a lot of love and kindness.
Yes.
Because quite a lot of people who were doing the walk-by, coming to the Shebeen, they're coming from Durban, from Soweto, Johannesburg, yes, from Mozambique and Zimbabwe.
The migrant workers.
So as the Shebeen was, yes. So it was a place of social cohesion. Just like a barman today.
Yes.
That I walk up by is quite a lot of people. And then the barman will be able to hear quite a lot of stories from all those people who come and drink.
Yes.
So my grandmother also had a lot of stories, have taken care of a lot of people who will come to the Shebeen from Mozambique, from Zimbabwe, from Durban, from Johannesburg and all that, all those people who will come to the Shebeen.
Yes.
And of course, as it was a place of networking, political meetings were also held,
yes,
in the Shebeen.
Yes.
And there also, we had quite a lot of characters coming to the Shebeen. Musicians,
yes,
gangsters,
yes,
politicians and all that. So it was a happening.
Yes.
And then even the gangster from East Terezo who came, you know, to drink there, they respected my grandmother as well. The photograph of the album, the Shebeen Queen album.
Yes.
You see those four-roomed houses there?
Yes.
They were taken by a photographer from Mamelodi called Ernest Cole, of which he changed his name to Cole. Ernest Cole.
Yes.
And then he has a book called House of Bondage of the photographer. He was the only one who could go to quite a lot of places and take photographs politically and everything seen and whatever. So she died in Sweden.
Okay.
She will come to the Shebeen as well together with these gangsters and multiple things.
Yes.
And then when they come, they will drink and everything and then you whatever. So Ernest Cole from Mamelodi is the one who took that picture,
yes,
of the album of the Shebeen Queen.
Yes. You know, Vusi, I want to go back Let's play a song now, Anna, because I want to go back to the beginnings, you growing up there, you becoming involved in music. But just as a little sideline, do you know why Mamelodi got the name Mamelodi?
There's quite a lot of narratives about Mamelodi.
Yes.
The stories that I heard, and then also some of them, I don't know exactly what is it, but, you know, it was Vlakfontein before.
Yes.
And then some names called Refilwe or so, whatever. But others will say Mamelodi means mother of melody, mother of melodies. Mamelodi has got quite a lot of a history. It's like a country on its own. In Mamelodi, you have a place where there's Randa next to Moretela Park there. That place used to be a Bantu College, where Professor Marivate, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and many others schooled there in Mamelodi. And you have Kilnaton, where Miriam Makeba and all that schooled, the Ken Gambos, yes, and whatever, you know. And then Winston Churchill also passing through Mamelodi. Paul Kruger coming to Mamelodi to come and eat pap and muroho.
Yes.
So Mamelodi has got quite a lot of history, and it's like a country in its
yes.
own.
Yes.
But my grandmother has been a shipping queen who championed the township economy, and then playing the South African typical music at the shipping queen. And that's where I learned. That's where I heard all these typical mbube type of music and stratamira, like Ladysmith Black Mambazo, with this man who will come and sing in this a cappella range form of music, you know, singing the voices and all that. That's when I started to be in love with music. But the name Mamelodi, the first mayor of Mamelodi, Mr. HMPJ, which the stadium also was named after. I think those are the kind of people who sort of like really named Mamelodi, giving it to Paul Kruger, because of they wanted to change the name Vlakfontein.
Yes.
And I guess Paul Kruger said, okay, when they said no, Mamelodi means mother of melody. And he said, oh, okay, that's yes. a nice name.
So in but essence, it was called that by the people. The people gave it the name Mamelodi.
That's right.
Yes. Well, let's hear one of these tracks off the album, Shabeen Queen, which is the latest release from Vusi. And he's going to tell us more about this album as we move along, because it's also a live album, so we'll hear about that when we come back on the other side. But I'm going to start with the opening track, which is Imali Iyaphela. Tell us about
Imali Iyaphela.
Imali Iyaphela. Tell us about this, Vusi.
Imali Iyaphela, it means that, you know, the money is sort of like really, yeah, you know, going away. Because if you don't manage, you know, your money very well, you will sort of like lose it.
Yes.
Management is about the whole thing here. Because if you manage your marriage very well, your house, your friendship, your marriage, your money and all that, you know, that's cool. But if you don't manage all those things, you lose them. But also with money. But here it is about money.
Yes.
You know, people got a lot of money, but they just spent it roughly. Whatever. But if you spend it roughly, I said here, money is like alcohol. If you spend it roughly, you go crazy.
Absolutely. Vusi Mahlasela, one of our greatest living international artists, and certainly somebody who deserves to be on the show during a Folktober, and especially because this year's theme is the future folk, and Vusi has always done just that. It is, of course, Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Yay! Kaya FM 95.9. Of course, I am with the man himself, Vusi Makhlasela Imal Iyapela, the name of that track of his album, Shopping Queen. Now, before we go on to the actual album and when it was recorded and so forth, Vusi, you know, I was thinking while that song was playing, the amazing thing is, I've known you for this long, you've been on the World Show a few times, but every time I hear your story, I learn something new, and I thank you for that. Vusi, we spoke about growing up in your grandmother Shabin and being exposed to the music, both live and, as you said, vinyls. And from what I know, this was also where you got the knowledge to build your first guitar. But what came first, the voice or the guitar?
As I found that, you know, the first time I heard this man singing the a cappella range form of music,
yes,
that's when I started to fall in love with music. So the voice was something that really came first,
yes,
because I was sort of like really humiliated this man, you know, singing these songs, whatever. And then, yes, and then the building of the guitar, my self-made guitar, which was more of a toy to play with. I didn't know that it was going to take me to this even height today. And me and my young friends, we built our instruments, you know. And we were very creative. That we also built drums with plastics, ranging from, you know, cooking oil,
yes,
and the plastics that use drum. The,
yes,
pedal, you know, the kick drum will use a spring of a mattress and a tennis ball.
Yes.
So we were very creative. And then for guitars, we'll use containers that used to contain the Indian mango salad, Archer.
Yes.
And strings using curtain holders and also fishing nets.
Yes.
So that was the music that we played without the help of techno.
Yes.
Without the help of technology, producing sounds.
Yes. And without the help.
It was really great.
Yes, without the help of even professional instrument makers. I think you took your grandmother's spirit of entrepreneurship and extended that. Yes.
Well, very much so. But my first acoustic guitar was given to me by a man who was a neighbor working night shift at the railway station. And during the day, he will be sleeping and me and my friends will be banging, you know, playing the music and all that. So he gave us the name. So the name of my band was The Pleasure Invaders.
I love that. I think you should rename your band The Pleasure Invaders. Certainly when you play live, Vusi.
Now, I was saying that it was really quite a really great, you know, thing with beautiful scenes and with music around at that time. And then, of course, at the Shabin, as I've that, you know, there used to come, there used to be music that was played, variety of styles of Kwela, Marabi, Mkashi, and all that. Imali Apela, the typical sound of this sound, it is more of the style. You know the groups called the Flaming Souls?
Yes. I remember the Flaming Souls, yes.
Yeah, before, I just forgot the other group as well, the Movers.
Yes.
You know, around that time there was this group, the Movers, the Flaming Souls.
Yes.
So the Imali Apela variety is that typical sound of that, and then the guitar riffs, and you know, it's just that here there are no keyboards. It's only guitars. We recorded this with only just guitars and drums. And on the African drum, it's a Tabang Tabani, the son of Dr. Philip, the late Dr. Philip Taban. So this album was recorded at my grandmother's place in Mamelodi at the Shipping Queen outside where we erected the tent, and then tickets were sold. You know, we had a lot of people, audience coming there, and my aunt brewed the African beer. That was also people enjoyed that day because she had also the hand of my grandmother.
Yes.
You know, and the musicians, they're all young guys.
Yes.
You know, all young guys. The saxophone player is also a professional, you know, an army guy.
Yes.
And then one of the backing vocalists is also the principal at the Vusi Makhlasela Music Academy and the foundation as well. But all these musicians who recorded Yeah, they are all very young. But yes, the typical sound there, remember of the Matlatini and Mahotela Queens, because you have Max Mangwane, Makwela, the bass player of Matlatini and all that. These guys, you know, got it all, you know, and I told them, guys, this is the sound that you must tap into, the DNA of this music.
Yes.
Because all those people, the Matlatini and Mahotela Queens, you and whatever, they're the one who are exporting our culture outside, you know, South Africa and everything. Yes. So I wanted to bring this typical South African music back that was played at the Shebeen, the Marabi, the Kwelam, Batanga, Mkashu, and all that. Just like Jamaica.
Yes.
Jamaica, they rubber stamped reggae as their pride.
Yes.
So we need to also be proud of ourselves with Kwela, Marabi, Batanga, Mbube, Mkashu, you know, and the Malombo music, of which the Department of Arts and Culture, they must wake up, you know, embrace this and see this, that, you know, it's a really good thing, just like Jamaica did with reggae.
Yes. But also it's important what you're saying, because it really is, as South Africans, what we have to give the rest of the world that is uniquely South African, is something that is uniquely South African.
Uniquely South African.
Yes.
Very much. Very much.
And I think you're an example of somebody who has, in your travels, in your world experience, you've taken on different influences and inspirations, but your success has been based on the fact that the sound you gave to the world could only come from here.
Definitely. And Mamelodi also being a place where you don't have very much here. So, yeah, Mamelodi, it's my home, but it's also my family, you know.
Yes.
So to say.
That's why I asked you. That's
a lot of inspiration.
Yes, that's why I asked you about the name. But, Vusi, just to go back to this album, beautiful. This was recorded from an event that you initiated, that you put on, especially to tribute the place, the space, your grandmother. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, this is something that for the first time that a record, a live record, had been recorded in the township.
Yes.
Where we erected the tent, and then it was just outside my grandmother's, you know, house, Lishibin. So the first time that, you know, something like this ever done in the township.
Yes.
And then also, I mean, with all the people who were involved, the musicians, the crew, and everything, it was also championing the township economy as well, just like my grandmother did as well.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
She used to also hire dinaka every month and on Sunday. So men coming to play drums and everything, whatever, and people who come and watch for free entertainment. But this one, the live recording, of course, we sold tickets through online, web, you know, whatever, and people supported. It was such a really great thing.
Yes.
And yes, as my grandmother was the first Shebeen queen, and this album also being the first being recorded in the township, wow. And I just went really, I feel so great that I did this.
So, Vusi, did you come up with the name of, did you say, I want to do an album that's called Shebeen Queen? Or was it as a result of this performance, of recording this performance, of doing this event, that you knew it was going to be Shebeen Queen?
Well, my grandmother was called, you know, she was respected by many people. And also a lot of the clients, the customers who also loyal to me. And, you know, she was called, she was a queen.
Yes.
As I said that, you know, a queen in many ways whereby
yes,
she was respected, and then she will respect people as well, everyone. And she will take care of the sane and the insane and everybody in quite a lot of many ways. She was beautiful, always with her duke, you know, on her head and everything, with beautiful smile and all that. And, yeah, you know, she was also having some kind of a gift and a magic in within the innermost of herself, where
yes,
she also brought the African gene.
Yes.
Mampuru.
Yes.
Mampuru, that when she brought that, she only wanted us, the kids, to be around her. you know, we'll be at the bedroom where she's brewing that, and then we'll be singing hymns and songs, and she'll give us cakes and sweets. She did not want to meet with any elderly person, because if she meet an elderly person and she come cross, the jinn will become a reject.
Okay.
The mampu.
The mampu, yes.
What they call the moonshine.
Yes.
Moonshine in America.
What I'm trying to get, Vusi, is when you did this event of the live performance, did you know beforehand that yes. this was going to be recorded as a tribute to your grandmother, or did that come as a result of doing the performance?
No, I always wanted to do something like this because it has been done before. In 1996, we played at La Villette Festival.
Yes.
With Brahiu, the late the trumpet player Mekwe.
Yes.
From Davidton. Bosses Dorothy, Masuku, Bo Abigail, and all that, and then Brahiu. It was also like a South African week at yes. the La Villette Festival in 1990.
Yes.
In Paris. And I had a special venue that was named after my grandmother, which was called the Shebin, with okay. my grandmother's pictures, you know, as you enter at the venue.
Yes.
At the door, and then also inside. And inside the Shebin, the Shebin was created to build with corrugated irons.
Yes.
You know, and the stage, and then on the walls, they put old South African newspapers, Post, World, the Vrye Weekblad,
yes.
you know, all those the old South African newspapers, they decorated the wall of the Shebin venue with it, and that's where I played. With the band that I was playing with, Music Africa. Louis Nkanga, the late Jethro Shasha, the late Kelly Petani,
yes.
the late Duncan Sinyatso. I'm sorry, I've lost, you know, all of these people that I'm saying who are great musicians, you know,
yes.
That I mentioned, Duncan Sinyatso, Jethro Shasha,
wow.
Kelly Petani.
Wow.
Yeah, but then after everybody has performed from other stages, they will come to Shebin Mamelodi venue with Salificator, Brahiu, Angeliki, Joe, they will come to my joint, to the Shebi,
yes,
to my melody. So it was done before. So that was a recreation of it that I wanted to do it in my melody.
Yes,
and I'm happy that you know. It was successful that I did it in my mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's hear another track from the album. And this one is a song that we actually both chose. So I think it's a song that definitely deserves to be played. Actually, the whole album does. This one is Itemba Lami. Why this song, Vusi?
Yeah, the album got a very good review in the New York Times.
Yes.
So, a couple of weeks back. And then, do you know that Shebin Queen is the hashtag number one all over the world right now?
Amazing, amazing. Congratulations, Vusi.
So, Itemba Lami, the song, which means my hope.
Yes.
This is a song about the man his lover sort of like really left him. And it is such a very beautiful song. Well, I'm singing it there. It's just only Vusi's voice. There are no backing vocals there.
Yes.
So this is a, you know, that man who wrote Malaika about, you know, his love.
Yes.
And then also the song, which is very famous all over the Wandanamera, Wadio Wandanamera, Wandanamera, Wandanamera. So yes.
Absolutely. Vusi Mahlasela with us on The World Show, celebrating his new release, which truly is a tribute to not only his late grandmother, the Shebin Queen, but I believe to South African music. On The World Show.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9. How absolutely beautiful is that? Molaetsa Keo from Vusi Maklasela, headed by Itemba Lami. But that one, Vusi, I must say, wow. Yes. Are you there, Vusi?
Yes, I'm here, Nikki.
Yes, the line is not that good, but let's try. Wow, what a track, those guitars. That, for me, is South African rumba.
Oh, very much so, because this song, it was composed and written, you know, but also by the Dark City Sisters.
The Dark City Sisters.
So, like, exactly what means the there is a message. So the message is also about, you know, the land as well, which is very much important.
Yes.
So it's about, you know, tilling the land, you know, about food security. You know, just like Silang Mabele, my song, Silang Mabele, which is more about the agricultural revolution as well.
Yes.
About food security and a call for unity to fight poverty all over. So, yeah, Molaifakio, it means there's a message. So it's also about the land. The land, which is very, 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 very much important. As you know, it's a burning issue today.
Yes.
Yeah, but the vibe, it is the Mfashio style. That's Mfashio style. You've got on the album Marabi, Kwela, Ubatanga, Mbube, Malombo. But Molaifakio, it is the Mfashio style.
Absolutely. Beautiful. And I love the way you incorporated all those styles. It truly is a what can I say, a heritage album, this, you know.
Oh, very much so. Thank you for the compliment.
Yes.
The compliment. Yes.
Yes. No, it's beautiful. You know, Vusi, I wanted to go back to something that you mentioned earlier in this conversation. Now, while I knew a lot of your background, I never realized that your grandfather, you know, suffered such injustice. And do you think, you know, your music has been so much a part of your, can I say, socio-political journey? But more than that, it's always been music with a message. Do you think these kind of events, from your late grandfather to your grandmother being an entrepreneur, Shabin Queen, to the times you were born in, were these the things that made you use music as a medium for spreading a message that was sometimes socio-political?
Yes, very much so, because also that was, you know, the situation there. And one grew up, you know, into quite a lot of very disturbing situations politically, but also there were some times where there was quite a lot of really great times where people also had parties, weddings, you know, it was not only just political situations and all that. But of course, as I said, that, you know, in the Shebin, there was also political meetings that were taking place there. And then one man who used to come there, the Shebin, also come for the meeting, is the one who took me to my first political meetings, where I witnessed also the meeting, and also when I first heard the African, the national, our national anthem, Nkosi Sikelela being sung.
Yes.
He told me that this is a song, this is our national anthem that we must be proud of, not the one that they teach you at the assembly before you step to disperse to the classes.
Yes.
I got involved also into quite a lot of, you know, political activities, you know, as a young and becoming a young activist, and also being got arrested, you know, a couple of times and all that with some of my comrades. And yeah, until also the time when I joined the Congress of South African Writers, where I met quite a lot of, you know, writers, colleagues, whom some I also did some of their work, Dr. Lance Nawa, the Soweto Dub poet, Nsekho Rampoloke.
Yes.
Of which we were called the Inner City Blues Guys, me, myself, Lesekho Rampoloke and Dr. Lance Nawa.
Yes.
And then, Nadine Godima, who was more like my mother to me, who encouraged me to really take on the music And then she loved the accent of my acoustic guitar playing and singing as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Just yeah, quite a lot of people like the accent of my acoustic and my voice.
Yes.
But this is really typical. Yes. The subject that was sort of like really writing about and singing about ranging from, you know, about forgiveness. Yes. Quite a lot about forgiveness.
Yes.
About what really happened to my grandfather and to many other people also in South Africa who lost their loved ones because of the political situations, who were killed during the time of apartheid.
Yes.
And the women who also be strong and then standing up just like my grandmother who used to stand up for me, you know, protecting me from the police when they would come for me. So, looking back, you know, but there's a written quite a lot of subject as well.
Yes.
Also that are embraced by the Ubuntu. Ubuntu, which is more about everyday kindness, helpfulness, love, empathy, sympathy, tolerance, togetherness, forgiveness.
Yes.
Reconciliation, redistribution of morals, knowledge, and skills.
Yes.
There's subjects like that, and then I also co-writed some of the songs with many colleagues from the Congress of South African Writers, whom together, also today we're in NWASA organization, and Dr. Lance Lauer.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, on that note, it's quite interesting because I just got a message from a long time, a World Show listener, Molefe. He says, that tune, Ukwami Kwe Zandla, was played in 72 by Robert Mkiza. It was a hit and well arranged. He says, actually, Itemba Lami.
Robert who?
Mkiza.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
See, because of I heard the song at the Shebeen and all that, and there was also a man around that time in the 70s was shedding milk, you know, with a bicycle, and then he would sing this song on top of his baby, his bicycle.
Okay.
He was an apostolic a priest. You know, as he was sitting milk and he would sing this song. Hey, Boba, oh, where's that? Oh. I didn't know the name of the man the who wrote the song. So
yes.
on the album, I just credited the album, just credited the song as traditional.
Yes, well, I'm going to send you the message. I think I must send you the message from Molefe with the details. It was in 1972, according to Molefe. So thank you, Molefe, for giving us that information.
Well, thank you very much, Melissa. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So what is the name again?
I think you said Robert Mkiza, and it was, let me just check, Robert Mkiza, and was played in 1972. He said it was a hit and well arranged. Yes.
Yes, it was played quite a lot. That my grandmother should be as well.
Yes. Amazing, you know. So it must have been quite a journey, this album. You recorded this album, if I'm not mistaken, 2 years ago.
Yes, in 2018.
Yes.
It was during the Heritage Month as well.
Yes. Now, I know, Vusi, that you'd started a lot of, other projects, other interests that are related to music, of course, like you're saying, your school. And one of the things was the festival that you were doing. COVID-19 must have come in your way this year and must have, affected your plans.
Yes, no, very much so. The pandemic also but has given us, you know, quite a lot of opportunity to really reflect and look quite a lot into a lot of sides where things were going wrong. So to reflect and then correct. Yeah, and then we had quite a lot of time so that one to write, you know, to compose.
Yes.
There is a book which is coming up. But it's a collaborating book that I also participated in. This book is by edited by Dr. Lance Maron, where we collaborated with writers. So Dr. Walisa Rote, Johannes Kiev, Tabang Chulwani, Nakedi Ribani.
Yes.
And then myself, and then my story in the book, it is a soldier of peace singing against apartheid.
Beautiful.
And then I'm writing also another bio of mine, which is going to be an audio book as well. And then I'm looking forward to do a solo album, which will be just an acoustic and my voice.
Yes.
Which is an acoustic guitar and voice.
Amazing. Let's hear another track. This time I'm going to play Zimbabwe. One of the tracks that stood out to me from this album. You know, sometimes you play an album and there's one or two songs that immediately stand out. Tell us about this one, Vusi.
Yeah, this song I composed the music, the rhythm and all that. But I sort of like co-writed this one as well, the message with when we're talking, looking at the situation in Zimbabwe, which is very sad, what is really happening,
yes,
you know, today. So sad. And then that, you know, we wish that, you know, that things can turn around, that Zimbabwe can go back to be that the food basket of Africa again.
Yes.
Just like it was before. So we collided this with Dr. Lance Nawa, and then I also helped on the music side a bit with Mungezi Ntaka, who lives in Washington, but he was a Lucky Dube's lead guitar player.
Yes.
So, yeah, the song Zimbabwe, it's still out, and it's got that Chimurenga feel.
Exactly.
What is the friend who passed on not long ago. Maria song.
Oliver Mutukudzi.
Oliver Mutukudzi, yes. So, yeah, it is got that kind of a feel of the Chimurenga, you know, in it with the guitars and all that. But the message, it is more about how we wish that, you know, Zimbabwe can go back to be the food basket of Africa again.
Thank you so much. Vusi Mahlasela, this one is a Zimbabwe of his album, Shebeen Queen.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9. You see why I love that one. Absolutely beautiful. Vusi Mahlasela, Zimbabwe, off his album Shebeen Queen. And again, you know, Vusi, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, Vusi, you know, from when I met you, as you said, you were playing with Louis, you were playing with the members of Musica Africa, some of them late. Zimbabwean music has always been a part of your, I suppose, musical experience as well.
Yes, very much so, because I played with Musica Africa with Lun Kanga, Jethro Sasa, Jimmy Indy, and many other collaborated with the musicians from Zimbabwe as well.
Yes.
And then I also met Thomas Mafuma as well in some work stages out there in Sweden, in the States and so on. Yes, and the music from that side has been always my inspiration.
Yes, and as you say, when you were growing up in the Shebeen, there were musicians and people from Zimbabwe, Mozambique, all around.
Yes. People from Mozambique, from Zimbabwe, you know, coming to the Shebeen Queen, who are working in Pretoria and Julia.
Now, obviously, before I let you go, we are going to play one more song of your album. But I have to make mention of the fact that you were awarded an honorary doctorate. Was it this year? I think it was this year.
No, not this year. This year I was honored with Ubuntu.
Okay. Yes,
It was an art and culture veteran.
Yes.
Yes, Ubuntu was, it was given to me by the
Gerko,
and the president was there, Ramaphosa, also to congratulate me as well. This is the award also that, you know, the comedian who lives in the States, but a South African, he also got the same.
And you've been given an honorary doctorate, Dr. Vusi Mahlasela.
Yeah, I've got Honorary Doctorate.
Yes.
Degree from Rhodes University and also University of Natal. And then also another one from Michigan University as well.
Amazing. And you certainly deserve it. Vusi Mahlasela, you know, going back to the beginning, starting off as a small child, being exposed to this music, being exposed to the Ubuntu of what your grandmother did and represented, did you ever imagine that you would tour the world, touching people across the globe as an ambassador of South African history, of culture, and mainly of music?
I never saw it coming, so yeah, it was really sort of like really surprised myself when, you know, one sort of started stepping up into those platforms and in those countries. And, you know, it's always great to go to a new place that you've never been before. And I have learned quite a lot of things. I have met many people. I have shaken many people's hands, and that's my reward.
Yeah, and you have brought joy and inspiration to so many through your music. Thank you so much for joining us, Vusi. We're going to end with one last track off the album, Uno Meva. Why is this one so special to you?
Oh, thank you very please. just before that, I just want to say to everybody who's listening, thank you, and to all my friends everywhere. The album is released, it's out there in the music outlets, music shops, and online.
Yes.
Online, you can also get it, The Shaving Queen, dedicated to my grandmother, but also to South African music that we need to pride ourselves of.
Yes.
Una Meva, it's one typical South African song that was also made famous by you. Our mother Africa,
yes.
Mama Miriam Makeba. So, yes, this one, there was no way that I could release this because it was also played quite a lot at my grandmother's shebeen.
Yes, and again, you are tributing African queens with Miriam and your grandmother. Thank you, Vusi.
They're really special queens, you know, to me. Africa. My grandmother and Mama Miriam Makeba.
Thank you so much. And I give thanks to both of them too for inspiring you. Thank you, Vusi Mahlasela. Take care and chat again soon on The World Show. This one, Uno Meva. Thank you so much for joining us on The World Show.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. And then thanks for everybody who's listening. The album is out there. Please go and enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.